Hey y'all, welcome back. If this is your first time, welcome to Dradani Sex Talk, where we strictly talk about sex. It is very sex educational. It is all about your sexuality, being fair to one another, being in a safe environment, a judgmental free environment, and being able to express your motherfucking self and be your motherfucking self. And enjoy how you are turned the fuck on. And do not engage in how you're turned the fuck off. Welcome. And to all my motherfucking babies, welcome the fuck back. You heard me. Today, we're talking about slow. Slow and detailed, precise sexual engagement. So that's whether you are giving very slow oral sex, receiving very slow oral sex, a slow jack off, a slow fingering. Everything in sexual engagement, not just penis to vagina or penis to anal. So, the reason I wanted to talk about this is because lately I've just been thinking about that a lot. Like, that has just really been all in my energy. We have drinks on the menu too tonight. Drinks along with smoke. Yeah, I know it's always smoke here. Yet lately, yes, that's just been what's all in the energy for me to talk to the people about. And I don't know if everybody or how many people, a majority of people or less people, if it's more or less people that is involved in slow sexual engagement. For me, it's been difficult to tap into that, I guess you could say. Coming from being single and all of that. When you single, or when I'm single, fuck, when I was single, cause, bitch, my single day's over. But when I was single, though, we ain't doing that slow shit. I don't want to even act like we fucking making love. Like, you heard me. Like, we about to fuck. About to fucking keep it pushing. You heard me. Like, how the fuck we gonna do it? Like, that's how we gonna do it. Like, I don't want to take my time with you. I don't want you to take your time with me. Like, this ain't that. I don't want you to even try to engage in me like that. But that's just me personally. A lot of people may have engaged in slow sexual activity, or may crave that, want that, wanted that more, you know, as they involve themselves with each partner type shit. If this is you, you know, leave me a comment. Let me know how that works for you personally. Where do that stem from? Where do that come from? Have you always been like that? Did something happen that made you just feel like you wanted to be connected in that way with each partner? Please, let me know. Let us know. We want to know. I want to share with the people. For those who don't know, it's like me. So when I think about it, though, it's such a turn on. Like, it seems like such a high level of sexual engagement, such a frequency. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can do a lot of things taking my time, or I can make you feel a lot, you know, taking my time with you or whatever. So when I think about the slow kisses, real slow kisses, or, you know, slowly touching, slowly grabbing his dick, slowly stroking, slowly sucking, slowly riding, like, I feel like those one feelings, those feelings that you get when you fucking, like, you know what I'm saying, when you going, even when you, like, making love, but it's still at a certain pace, like, it's not at a slow pace, it's just kind of more at a, you know, medium, we right here in a rhythm pace type shit. Like, this is a feeling that you get, a striking feeling, electric feeling, like a current, like that, right? And it makes either your leg jump, your body jump, your dick jump, your vagina jump, something, your nipples, something happens, right? Pussy might get wetter, dick might get harder type shit. Like, you get what I'm saying? I feel like when you are going slower, when you engage in the slower activity, you are able to experience those moments fully. They don't go so quick, or they don't go by so quick. It's not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, oh my fucking gosh, this is what I'm feeling. And then the next click comes, like, and it comes so fucking slow, like, that is so powerful each time it hit. Each time it fucking hit, it's not a miss. So I think that's a beautiful thing about it. Like, my man has definitely been busting me down on the making love, and I've definitely been loving it. Like, real talk, loving it. Even though I do love to be fucked, like, we are a great balance for that, you know. And that's what I love about having a man too, you know, shit, being able to engage in that safely, in a safe space, a trusted space, and being able to share with y'all the real feeling, the real experience, you know what I'm saying, coming from not engaging in it to engaging in it, from being with from being myself, shit, because my shit ain't from the men choices. My shit from my choices, and that's just fucking period. Since I've been an adult, you heard what I'm saying, to you, like, so that little shit don't be about nothing. I done made all my choices. Nonetheless, some situations I'm in, you feel me, nigga didn't, whatever, but nonetheless, as an adult, I done made my choices, and having a man that wants to engage and show me what it feels like to make love, to be traced like that. You know what I'm saying? For my body to be traced like that. Like, that shit is the shit. The fuck you talking about? So that's why I definitely want to know, like, how do you engage in multiple people like that in a slow manner? If you do, I mean, it could easily be that you don't give a fuck. Or it could widely be that you do give a fuck, and it's all these type of reasons. So this is why I'm asking. If you don't engage in slow sexual activity, have you thought about it? Do you want to? Or do you just want to stick to the rhythmatic type shit, fast, upbeat, pounding, get in there, get out there type shit? Yeah, I want to know. That's what it is. I feel like you could come so much. A woman can come so much off of the slow engagement. You know, y'all men, you motherfuckers, y'all come, y'all don't come, y'all come. Or y'all don't come. Or y'all come and be done. Like, you feel me? Y'all got y'all two good ones. 2 to 3. You feel me? I think we pushing on the 3. If y'all, I don't know, might be pushing on the 3. The 3 might be the 50-50, you feel me? Like, but a woman, I feel like we can come and our pussy secretes so much wetness when your body is tended to in a slow manner. Like, it just so much, so much. Especially if you don't have no vagina problems, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I do know some women do experience, you know, dry spells. And I feel like this is something that can help you naturally with your dry spells. If you have somebody taking your time with you, your vagina will get that heat back, you know what I'm saying? That fire back, the warm up. At least, you know, and then, boom, and then you start getting heated up, then fire, then you start rolling, you feel me? Then that shit start leaking, coming, being wet, like, you know what I'm saying? Pumping off your thoughts type shit, like, so that's where you want to get to with that one. And I feel like the slower engagement will definitely assist you naturally in coming out of your dry spell if you are experiencing one. Yeah, nonetheless, if you're not experiencing one, that slow shit will have your pussy leaking. 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 Fuck, it ain't leaking. Soaking wet. You understand what I'm saying to you? Like, and niggas love good pussy that's wet, leaking. You heard me? Of a cadence, of a hair slap. You feel me? Like, so, all of it works out. It works out. If you have the patience, the willingness, you know what I'm saying, the strength to go there, because that's what the fuck it take, because, bitch, you, your body gonna be shook up. You hear me? The feelings gonna be major. Men and women. If you ain't never had no motherfucking slow stroke you head, nigga, what? No. Let me slow this down. DJ run this back. You heard me? Let me slow it down. Head, slurp, lick from the bottom to the top, like, and swirled around. I'm talking about in slow motion. Yeah, you need to get that in your life. You should get that in your life because the feeling is motherfucking real. And I don't have no penis, but I know that the feeling is motherfucking real. You heard what I'm saying to you? Big facts. I'll lick the rail, balls lick the rail, and I'll real slowly shave, look real slowly, you feel me? You feel each inch of your penis being tended to. That's a different type of motherfucking feeling. And I want us all to be able to experience it, like, you know? And that's why I wanted this episode to be about that. Like, if you ain't got that slow shit in your life, like, get it in your life. If you ain't putting out no slow shit, you know, slow it down a little bit. Slow it down a little bit. Run it back. Slow it down. When you riding, slow it down. You know what I'm saying? You might be going slow already. I don't know. If you already going slow, I'm not telling you to continue to be slow. Because he might want you to throw that ass on him. You heard me? Bounce on it. But if you ain't, if you been bouncing on the dick, if that's all you been doing, you heard me, you get him his love. Because I ain't been getting great reviews on women and riding, but we'll get there another day, another time. What I'm saying is, if you been bouncing that ass on him, slow it down. If you ain't been bouncing that ass on him, you might want to start bouncing that ass on him. That's when it come to riding. But when he hit it from the back and shit, slow it down. Throw it back real slow. What? Throw it back real slow. Twerk on him. Grind on him. You heard me? Let him feel each inch of his penis in your vagina. Each secretion, each wall, each part of your flesh that's grabbing a hold of his penis. Let him feel it. Be connected. You know what I'm saying? And that wraps it up for this episode. Please, please answer the questions. Please engage. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it up, people. I love knowing your thoughts. I love us sharing with each other. I love us growing with each other. Let's continue because we got this shit. Until next time, people.